Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
3, 2, 1.
This is TWIT special number 185, recorded New Year's Eve, Jedi Training.
I think that one stuck. I don't think it ever came down.
Yeah, it took a while.
Wow. Very nice, Leo.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Leo.
I'm Frank.
Hi, Frank.
I'm one of the instructors of the San Francisco Golden Gate Knights. We're based down in the San Francisco city, and we every week get together and work on stage fight choreography.
Oh, that's great.
Star Wars bend to it.
Yeah, so stage fighting is all, you know, pretty much the same. It's sword fighting or maybe perhaps with cudgels.
Yeah.
But you're going to give it the Star Wars bend because these are, in fact, lightsabers.
Yep.
Can you lose a limb?
You can't lose a limb, but you can break a finger, you can point an eye out with that, so, you know.
So, but I noticed we're not wearing any protective garments.
You're not. I have a little bit of safety.
Oh, great.
But, you know, you'll be fine. They don't hurt too bad. They give a little bit of give to them, and it's pretty much getting, like, hit with, like, a...
These are great. Now, do the people sell these, or do you make these, or...
So, a couple of our members make these. You can make them without sound like yours. Or like mine here.
Oh, and yours glows a little brighter.
Mine's really bright, and I have a little flicker to it.
Ah,
so, that's wonderful.
Oh, this is fun. So, all right.
Today what we're going to do,
yeah.
If you're okay with it.
I am.
We're going to show you kind of our basic little fighting system.
Okay.
And what we do is we have a basic 1 through 10 targeting system that shows kind of most of what you can do with a sword.
Yeah.
And we're going to teach you that, but first we're going to show you what it looks like, okay?
Okay, I picked a bad time to give up beer. All right, here we go.
So we're going to,
I feel pretty good. I could be Palpatine right here.
There can be only one.
Just the basic 1 through 10, which is what we're going to teach you.
Okay.
So we'll just give them a little bit of space.
All right. That's just they're just doing a warm-up swing around here. Yeah. Yeah, just, all right. Now, is this based on fencing in any way?
Yeah, actually, our co-founder, Matthew Corrado, is a fencing instructor, and he developed this particular sparring system based on the mechanics of fencing and also Italian longsword and, you know, traditional stage fighting combats.
So, yeah, yeah.
Stage choreography really was prevalent in a lot of Shakespearean plays.
Yes.
So a lot of rapier and dagger
yeah.
and stuff. And so that's where kind of all this stuff is based on, but we have a little Star Wars bend to it.
I love that. Now, I noticed we went low, we went middle, and we went high. Then he swiped over my head, and I ducked, and then I lost track.
Yep, we kind of covered a little bit of everything.
Okay.
But if you want to watch, they're actually going to show you the same 10 moves, just in a different arrangement.
All right.
If you guys be so kind.
Ooh. Okay. That's great.
So that was actually only about half of them. It was only about 5 moves that panned it, and Matthew's coming out with another set of 5.
So is this the kind of thing that, in fact, they would have learned in Star Wars to do?
Yeah, it's the same basic elements that any stage combat
right.
works on.
Right.
Know, there's a certain number of...
Whether it's Errol Flynn or Mark Hamill.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
all about the same. And they have the same lineage, actually. The fight choreographer, stunt double for Errol Flynn, is who taught Mark Hamill.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
so
that's neat.
It's all very
different. Yeah.
And actually, if you want, Daniel and Julio will come out and show us like a more advanced version.
Okay.
So, you know, we saw what the kind of stuff you're going to learn today, and now we're going to learn, if you put a few minutes of extra work into it, like what you come up with.
Are there competitions?
There's actually a YouTube competition every year for the best lightsaber fan film. And then in addition to that...
Oh, he used a little...
little force choke.
Little
there.
Force there. Oh.
Yeah.
It's really highly choreographed, isn't
it? Yeah, no, it's very important that you kind of plan out everything and you know exactly what you want to do so that nobody gets hurt. But the idea is, like, we start slow... And then we work on speed.
Right.
Yep. And each person has their own special abilities and techniques.
Uh-oh. Oh. I think he's a goner.
Yep. So Julio's a little more athletic than some of us, so he can do like a little kip up. But we'll leave that stuff, and we don't have you worry about that.
Yeah, just think of me as Palpatine.
Yeah. But so if you want to come out,
all right, that's good. Now somebody's going to have to mic him in some way because I obviously cannot hold both a mic and a lightsaber.
I can do my best to do both.
I look like Mr. Chips, actually. This is a.
Very nice.
All right, here we go. Don't I have like a somewhere to tie the thing there? No,
it's,
all right.
It's a little open.
It's flowing. It's open. Yeah. It's even. All right.
You can throw it behind your back. If you want, you can take it off. It'll make.
I'll leave it on. I think it looks better, and this way maybe nobody will know it's me. So.
Okay. So what we're gonna start with is our basic martial arts ready set. So we're gonna have your right foot forward.
I'm a lefty, unfortunately.
Oh, you're lefty. Oh,
yeah.
Right. So we're gonna have your left hand forward.
Yeah.
Your left foot forward.
Yeah.
All right. And now, the first thing you want to do, like in every like fencing movie, you always see, somebody get their measure. And, you know,
yes.
Fencing movies, they pose like.
We need to know how far apart we are.
And
yeah.
What this is doing, this is an SL fencing salute. In essence, what we're doing is we're like seeing gauging how far we are.
Yeah.
So you can't touch me, I can't touch you. So nobody's going to get whacked in the face. We're
okay.
At a safe distance.
Okay.
So now what we want to do is you want to bring your saber down, make a little X, and kind of point the tip of your saber around my throat.
All right.
Area.
Yeah.
All right. And this prevents me from being able to walk in on you because if you keep your saber
right.
Point at my throat,
got it.
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
So what I have to do is I have to get your blade out of my way
got
before
it.
I can come in.
Got it. Right? Okay.
So we have some basic targeting areas. And what we like to do is we like to break the body up into six levels going up from your feet. So the first one is the outside of my leg here. So if you just look at this leg shot, we're going to go one to the outside of this leg, boom, right? And then two to the other side of it. Yep, so one. Two. One. Two. There we go. And then our third one is going to be up here at my kidneys.
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to go one, two, and then three up and high, okay?
Okay.
So get ready. We're ready
mm-hmm.
Right here. And we're going to go one.
One.
Oh, I'm a foot.
Oh, we'll start with this one. All right.
So
yeah, sorry.
One. Two. Up here. Up my shoulder. Right here. Okay. And remember, not so much a thrust, but a big sweeping thing.
Right. Right. Like right. Forward, right. Like right. Right.
Okay,
all right.
So again, we're going to go one. Down the feet.
Oops.
Boom, two to the outside, and three, nice and high. Boom, there we go. And now four is the same thing right over here. It's to the shoulders, like a nice baseball swing.
Okay.
All right.
Like that?
Boom, yep. So we're going to go three, baseball swing to this side, and four, baseball swing to this side. There we go. So one, down low, two, three, four. There we go. All right. And then now we're going to do the headshots, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to go right over here is number five. And number six. Five. And six. And then I think we're going to pause for a lob. Yep.
Ah, let's mic him so he can use... Because this is really a two-handed sword. I am mic'd. I am mic'd. Hello. Hello. I am a Jedi Master. Wait a minute, Needles! I've been meaning to speak to you. This is a power that should not be given to all men. However, I believe I can handle it. I look like what? What did you say? This feels a little too comfortable.
You know what?
Clearly, that doesn't suit you anymore. So we're gonna switch you up for this.
All right.
There we go.
Now we need a red one.
There we go.
That means I am now Palpatine.
Yeah.
All right.
You're now Darth Leo.
Darth Leo.
All right. So that seems a little bit better.
So I'm going down.
Yep. Two.
And down.
Three.
And three.
And four.
And five.
And six.
Right? Okay.
Okay. Try it with both hands. Make it look nice and powerful. One hand nice above the buttons up here. Your left hand.
I'm
right?
A lefty, yeah.
So yeah, left hand nice and high.
Okay.
Right hand nice and low. All right, and swing to my feet. One, two, three, four, five, six. There we go.
He added a stroke at the end.
All right.
That's
now,
good.
You want to try? Can you walk? You think you can walk while doing that?
I can walk while doing
okay,
that. Yes.
So we'll back you up all the way up.
Okay.
All right. And every time you swing, we're gonna step forward. Okay.
All right.
All right. One.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Three.
Oops, sorry.
Five, six. There we go. All right, we'll try one more time.
That's good. Okay, I'm going to do down, down, up,
yep.
Up.
Yep, and then across,
again.
Across.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, ready? One, two, three, four, five, six. There we go. And that's seven.
All
right.
This is very nice. I like this. This is fun.
We got three little more. One, two. So the next one, and you're right on it, is we're going to do a headshot, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to take a swing at my head,
and
I'm going to duck under.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to come up, and I'm going to block behind my back, and you're going to just hit.
I'm going to go like
there. Right there.
Okay,
yep.
So this and then boom.
Back. There we
okay,
go.
Okay.
So ready?
Yep.
Seven.
Oh, should we do it? Oh, yes.
Boom, and then back. Bam.
All right.
All right, and again. Duck. And up. There we go. And now what you're going to do is you're going to take a shot at my feet.
Okay.
So duck nice and low, and take a shot right at my
duck
feet.
Duck low,
yep,
like
get
this.
Low, right at my feet. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so head.
Head.
Back. Feet.
Oh, you're good.
All right. So the last one is just a big, big strike. Everything you have, straight down. Boom, to the ground. So you're trying to just cut me in half, okay?
Cut you in half. All right. So we do that that last again?
Yep. So we're going to head.
Head.
Head. Back. There we go.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the 10 motions that Penn and
that's what they were doing.
At the very beginning.
That's
exactly
awesome.
What they were doing. Now
that's
let's
awesome.
Try and do it while walking forward.
Okay, here we go. The whole
the
last
whole thing from the top.
From
all the
top.
Way from the top.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six. And at my head, seven.
Yeah.
Behind the back.
Boom.
Boom. At my feet. At my feet.
Yes.
Big shot. Big shot.
All
there
right,
we
I
go.
Gotta learn that. That's fun. Yep. It's like dancing. It's great. I love this.
Exactly. It's a parrot exercise.
It's a good exercise. I'm working up a little sweat here.
And if we have anybody else that wants to join,
does somebody else want to play along?
If we
Patrick,
want to drag,
I think
like
you look like
in.
You should be in this. this thing. Doesn't he look like the kind of guy who might be?
Ryan Restaurant.
Oh, Schwood will be too good at this.
Yeah.
Schwood would be too good at this.
Yeah.
You want to get Schwood? All right.
Ryan Restaurant.
Joshua Robert Young. Okay, so we'll have everybody. Yeah, grab a lightsaber.
Oh, come on, Jerry. You're going to love this. He found the switch.
Yep.
My God, the force is strong in this one. Your midichlorian is off the charts.
Okay.
He could probably do this just by thinking. No, we shouldn't do this. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Besides,
so we'll
you're on the same team.
We'll pair Justin up with Daniel right here. Well, and we'll walk. Yep. Having been attacking, it seems to be easier. And
we're gonna have a battle.
Yep.
We're gonna have a whole battle in 30 minutes. We'll go to Cape Verde and wish them happy 2014.
We'll be up the whole crew.
Jerry, you're loving this too much.
Yep. Boom.
This is so much fun.
Yep. He's walking through it.
Oh, famous penis attack. Oh my God,
Josh,
the humanity.
Josh.
Jerry's talking like this now.
Boom.
And now we are in a position where you can
do whatever. Punch him in the face.
Schwartz shots first.
Okay. So as you can see, like, Daniel was really easily able to show Justin kind of the total basics.
Yeah, much easier than me, but all right.
And then it's super easy. From there, like, those are the kind of 10 basic number systems.
I get it.
And from there,
and
we can
just
put anything together.
Yeah.
Just do anything you want.
All right. But not too fast.
Not too fast. You got to work up nice and slow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so do you want to go over a few more things?
Sure.
So we've done the basic kind of 1 through 10.
Yeah.
So let's do something very simple,
okay.
But we can go fast.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to attack one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Got it.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Ha.
There we go. Again.
Oof.
One, two, three, four. Very simple pattern, right?
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have you defend, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to attack one, two, three, four.
Ooh.
Now, for when you're blocking the ones up nice and tall, you want the saber nice and vertical. So
vertical.
There's a big old wall.
Vertical.
If
vertical.
You slant it or something, you can get like kind of pluffed.
Okay, good.
Just
yeah.
Straight up and down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're going to try one more time. One, two, three, four. Okay. One.
So I should come down like this.
Yep. There we go.
Okay.
And then switch the other way. Yep, perfect. And then we're going to go this side. So there we go.
For some reason, it doesn't feel natural. It feels like I should alternate sides, but I'm doing two on one side and two on the other
yep.
side.
It's a little, what we do is naturally everybody wants to go like one,
right.
two,
right.
three, four, and then want
right.
to just kind of make a figure eight.
Right.
So you can totally do that, but we just teach it so that you come up the same side.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so you have an ingredient in your head that that is also an option.
Yes.
Because everybody comes
otherwise, you would do the obvious all
yeah.
the time. Yeah.
So we just want to
yeah.
give everybody kind of
that makes sense. Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're
okay.
going to have you attack me.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack you. One, two, three,
okay.
four. Good.
Okay. All right.
So one.
All right.
Two, three, four, one.
Whoa.
Oh, another way. One, two.
I'm not so good at this.
Three, four. Oh. Okay. And then attack me again.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. And then you. One, two, three, four. Okay, attack me.
Oh.
One, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One. There we go.
I got it.
So there we go.
I got it. That's fun.
You speed that up and go as fast as you can.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then over time, people, you can work on different patterns, different speeds, and it all just becomes nice and fun and
nice and easy does it.
Uh-huh.
I will defeat you. All right, sorry. Did I scare you? All right. This is fun. Where did Jerry go? He gave up already? What a wuss.
NSFW beer break. Yeah, of course.
That is, it's fun. Now, do people do this, they do it for exercise?
Yeah, we usually do the class
agility.
As kind of an aerobics, like
yeah,
a workout
I'm
class.
Yeah, I'm working up a little
like,
sweat.
Like a little Tai Bo
yeah.
thing. And then some of us who want to go on and they build costumes, they build sabers, and they perform live.
Fun.
We did a live show at Comic-Con last year.
Oh, how fun.
In front of a couple thousand
people.
So you
could do mass battles.
Yeah, exactly.
How many people are in the school?
So we usually have about 30 people per class.
Fun.
And then only probably about 10 people for each class are the kinds that would like to go and perform.
And how many, it's mostly guys here, do you have women do this as well?
Yeah, of course. It's pretty much an equal measure. Normally, when the class comes, it's usually kind of a date thing. One
a
person
thing.
Drags
romantic.
The other person.
How romantic.
So it's a lot of guys dragging their girlfriends, but
yeah.
it's just as much a bunch of girlfriends dragging their
guys. I think they would enjoy it, and I think it's a great idea for a couple thing to do. And you are located where?
Just in San Francisco. We have classes in Soma. You can check us out at GoldenGateKnights.com.
GoldenGateKnights.com.
Yep.
GoldenGateKnights.com. Hey, it was really great.
Pleasure.
What fun that is. That's so great. Carson, was this your idea? Yeah. You rock.